Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of the Travel Host Hometown Tours Quick Take. This morning, local historian Michael Albrecht brings us an off-the-beaten-path segment.
Although it has been literally surrounded over the years by urban sprawl, Salem Church in Spotsylvania County remains one of the most significant sites still standing from the Battle of Chancellorsville. Like most churches in the area, Salem was used as a temporary field hospital by both sides during the Civil War. According to the National Park Service, on May 3, 1863, Union and Confederate troops fought a bitter day-long battle on a slight ridge a few miles west of Fredericksburg. At the vortex of this action was a small brick building known as Salem Church. After the battle concluded, the church was filled with the dead and suffering. One eyewitness recorded the horrors within the building, stating that hundreds upon hundreds of wounded were gathered up and brought for surgical attention. After the house was filled, the spacious churchyard was literally covered with wounded and dying. Throughout the remainder of the war, Salem Church remained both empty and ravaged. Its floors had been permanently bloodstained, and the damage to the sanctuary left it unsuitable for worship. The structure was slowly restored after the war and resumed its use for services until a new Salem Church was built in the 1950s. In 1961, the congregation voted to donate the old church as a gift to the American people. Today, it stands as a cherished landmark. Located just off Route 3, the original church building, 15th New Jersey Monument, 23rd New Jersey Monument, and 1 acre of surrounding ground are all that remain.
Look for local historian Michael Albrecht's upcoming book, Campfires at the Crossroads, Confederate Encampments of Spotsylvania County, as part of the History Press's American Chronicles series, and you can find out more information on his website, pinstripepress.net. That's pinstripepress.net. Next week, we'll have a feature you won't want to miss, so keep tuning in to News Talk 1230 WFVA for this and all your local news and information.